It's entirely appropriate that in celebrating the Feast of Pentecost today, we hear a gospel of the Lord's resurrection. It's a gospel, actually, that we've already heard on another Sunday of this Easter season. A gospel in which Jesus, on the very day of his resurrection, appears to his disciples and breathes on them the Holy Spirit. It's as if the church, it's not as if, in fact, the church is, on this day of Pentecost, reminding us what we are celebrating for the whole 50 days, namely the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the church wants us to hearken back to Easter Sunday on Pentecost Sunday, because we can't understand what happens at Pentecost unless we look at what happened to Jesus of Nazareth in his resurrection. If we look at what the Holy Spirit did for Jesus of Nazareth in his resurrection, we will understand what, in fact, the church is celebrating today, Pentecost. At the beginning of the letter to the Romans, in his greeting to the Romans, St. Paul says that he is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he says that Jesus Christ is descended from David according to the flesh. Jesus belongs to David's family, but that Jesus was constituted Son of God by the Spirit of holiness at the resurrection of the dead. Jesus was constituted Son of God by the Spirit of holiness in the resurrection of the dead. And you say, well, that's a bit of a head scratcher. Isn't the Son of God always the Son of God, even from all eternity? Why is Paul saying that Jesus Christ became the Son of God? He was constituted the Son of God by the Holy Spirit when he was risen, when he was raised from the dead. Well, in fact, the eternal Word, the eternal Son of God, is always God's Son. From all eternity, he lives with the Father in unapproachable light. But at Jesus' resurrection, his human nature was fully divinized. At Jesus' resurrection, that human nature that he took from Mary became on fire with God. Divinized. This actually began when Jesus was baptized. Jesus was baptized and anointed with the Holy Spirit. At his baptism, the Holy Spirit began to take over the humanity of Jesus. But when he was raised from the dead, the Holy Spirit fully took possession of Jesus' human nature, so that Jesus, the Son of God, the eternal Son, who was always the Son of God, at his resurrection from the dead, his human nature becomes also fully Son of God. And it's the Holy Spirit who does this. Jesus Christ was constituted Son of God by the Spirit of holiness at the resurrection. What does this have to do with Pentecost? Well, the image of fire that we heard in that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, I think, is important. The Holy Spirit is represented as fire, so that when the Spirit descended upon the apostles, tongues as of fire settled upon each of them over their heads. It's as if, to use that image of fire, the risen Jesus, whose humanity was now fully on fire with God. Jesus was sending that fire of the Spirit now upon those who believe in Him. At the resurrection, Jesus, in His human nature, came to possess the fullness of the Spirit. And now Jesus, risen from the dead and exalted at the Father's right hand, He sends that Holy Spirit, that fire of the Spirit, now on us who believe in Him. He couldn't send us, who are humans, the fire of the Spirit until His own humanity was fully aflame with the same Spirit. That's what happened. That's what we celebrate at the resurrection. At Pentecost, Jesus, now fully on fire with the Spirit, sends that fire upon those who believe in Him. And this is how, in the Gospel, according to St. John, when Jesus breathes the Spirit on the apostles, He can now say to them, "Just as the Father sent Me, so I send you." Because Jesus has now sent upon us the Spirit, He can send us into the world, just as the Father sent Him into the world. He can now send us, because we possess that same fire. Our humanity has now been set aflame with that fire of the Spirit, the same Spirit who constituted Jesus, Son of God, in holiness at the resurrection. The Spirit that Jesus received now is the Spirit that God sends upon us and that we have received. Just as the Father sent Jesus in the power of the Spirit, so now He sends us. It's in this context as well that we celebrate baptism today. And this Feast of Pentecost reminds us how wonderful it is to be baptized. Because when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit upon us, upon His church, with that same fire that He possesses, it means that you and I, who are believers in Jesus, who belong to the church and who've received that Spirit, we are now the presence of Jesus working, active in the world. One of the ways that Jesus is at work in the world is through His body, through the church. That church which has been set on fire with that same Spirit that Jesus has in its fullness. These little ones today who were baptized, they are made members of that body. The body on whom Jesus sends the Spirit. The body to whom Jesus says, "Just as the Father sent Me, so I send you." The body whom Jesus sends into the world to be a sign of His presence, to do the works that He does, to extend a hand of charity, of love, of mercy, of service. All those things that the church does in order to continue the work of Jesus. Today, these little ones, they become a part of that work. They become a part of that body which is aflame with the Spirit to be Christ's presence in the world. So we rejoice. We rejoice that their parents have brought them forward, that their godparents have brought them forward and have said, "We want our children to be part of this body. We want them today to receive the first pledge of that Spirit that Jesus sends upon the church from His seat at the right hand of the Father. We want them to be a part of this body, which brings about, which continues the work of Jesus in the world." As we celebrate the Eucharist, and we eat and drink once again the very body and blood of the risen Lord. Let's ask the Lord, as we eat his body and drink his blood, to make us more and more into his body. To make us more and more aflame with that spirit that gives us the energy, the grace, to go out and to really be his presence in the world, in our families, in our workplaces, in our studies. Let's ask the Lord, by the power of this sacrifice, by the power of his body and blood that we eat and drink, to continue to form us according to that spirit of holiness, to be the body of the Lord.